Alchemy. Yo, 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 yo. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Yo.
4, 5.
6, 7, 11.
I'm actually eating pizza. My dad and I, we made homemade pizza yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
Nice. What did you
it's just
put
cheese and pepperoni,
that?
You know, on basic.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a classic.
Yeah, my dad, their pizza had more on it, but I don't remember what they had.
Got you. So there was like the, like your pizza and
yeah.
then the everybody else pizza.
Yeah.
I respect that. Yeah, you can't go wrong with just pepperoni and cheese. That is a classic. Sometimes you can mess things up by going a little too far.
Yeah, oh, you know, yeah, you go too crazy. It just tastes weird.
If you get, like, bougie restaurants and they're like, oh, we put, this is a goat fur mixed
like,
with, and you're like, what? Like, yeah, exactly. And we put cranberries.
Yeah, like, why?
You're like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Not wrong with it before. It's ironic because playing right into what I was going to talk about, I was thinking about ordering pizza all weekend. And I well, here's the thing. I probably will for dinner.
Okay.
But Friday, I didn't do it. I didn't do it yesterday. Something kept holding me back from doing it. But I think today will end up being the day. Oh, I remember I was going to Friday, but Slim and Huskies closes kind of early, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that place you went to not too long ago.
Yeah. So they closed kind of early. So it was like 8 o'clock when I was ordering dinner. It was not available. This leads me to a question. Two things. One, I don't know if you've seen this. Is it J Balvin, the artist, has a McDonald's meal now?
Oh, yeah. The Hispanic artist, yeah.
Yes. And then there's, did Travis Scott have one? Was it Travis Scott?
Yeah, he has
Scott?
A McDonald's meal.
Yeah.
He has a McDonald's meal. I thought, does J Balvin have, does he have a McDonald's meal too? Is it also McDonald's?
Yes, he does.
Well, that's crazy. They both have one.
They both have one. Now, here's what I want to know. I want to know a couple of things. And this is all for the intro. This is a long intro today. But we got to discuss this. So, is that like when an athlete endorses a fast food place? Do you think they really eat it? Because they stay in amazing shape because they're on $1 million contracts. And I would think when you're making millions, you can afford to eat really well. So you're probably eating fresh fruit, you know, fresh foods, organic stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you're really, or if it's just a endorsement. So you're like, oh, now I can afford to eat healthy with all this greasy fast food money. So here's the thing. It's a bit hypocritical, but a lot of people have a price. So, you know what I mean? Meaning like if McDonald's mm-hmm. comes around and they're like, you know, we'd like to give you Jay, aka mini producer, we're gonna do the mini meal. You know, oh my god, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Hang on a minute. Now, mid sentence, I'm going, oh wait, shit, this could be a brilliant idea. And they're like, here's $10 million to do it. You know, we're just gonna slap you on the commercials. Well, not literally, you know what I mean? They're gonna put you on the commercials. Here's what I would wanna know. What, because I'll think about mine, but it doesn't have to be McDonald's. If you had a fast food endorsement, what would it be? Like, what place would it be, and what would the food be? You can think about it for a minute if you need to, because
I don't really like fast food like that, you know? You know me, I don't
okay,
really
well,
like
that's
fast
it. Okay, so, perfect thing. It doesn't have to be fast food.
Any place with crab cakes, I'll fucking endorse. Bacon, I'll endorse. Capri Suns.
Okay.
They did like my content one time.
So, what if it was... So, wait, you said crab cakes? You said bacon? And Capri Sun. Now, what if it was a place that had crab cakes and they make bacon-wrapped crab cakes? Wait, hang on. And you get, like, a Capri Sun. It's a meal. That's the mini... That's the mini meal.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
See, now here's the thing. My name doesn't allow me to have a food endorsement. Because if they went with Simonella, of course it sounds like Salmonella. So they'd be like, I'd be like, yo, get my Simonella grilled chicken meal. Because I love grilled chicken. You know, like Cajun. Ooh, yeah. Cajun chicken. Like a spicy chipotle sauce. That would be so good. Or what if it was like Chipotle, Simon Hill's Chipotle Chicken Tacos? Oh my God. Yeah. But you can't put Simon Hill on it. So I guess.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, maybe for some kind of like medicine for food poisoning, you know?
Oh no.
I didn't even really think about that until today. Like, it'd be cool to have a food endorsement, but I guess it's not really anything I'm going to be able to do with my name.
It would be fire, though.
It would be. It would be. Maybe that's... You never know what the future holds. So, there may be a...
Yeah, you never know, bro. Because, man, that would be dope. If you think about it, it'd be kind of dope.
I could see you in the commercials, though. I could...
Oh, yeah. I'd be happy as shit.
You would be. I'm making a beat or something. By the way, little known fact, this got brought up in another podcast that I co-host, and I just forgot who it was initially, but the rapper of Pusha T wrote the McDonald's jingle.
Really?
That ba da ba ba ba. See right there, I just paid McDonald's.
For real?
Yep. He wrote that for just...
It's so
I guess
simple.
Like Justin Timberlake sang it like back in 2004 or something. We did all this research. Well, and by research, I mean we Googled it. How crazy is that? So you got like a rapper that wrote the McDonald's. He paid for life. Can you imagine? That shit's 16 years old, still getting used. That's a check right there.
That's dope. And that was it? That's it. That's all he said.
I mean, I think there was like a whole song to it. Because I think Pharrell...
Oh.
It was like a little Pharrell thing. Like, Pharrell made the beat, I guess, or something. But that would be the Pusha T connection. Because they're connected, but...
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying. You never know. You never know getting that McDonald's money. You know what I mean?
Hey. That's what we gotta work towards now. McDonald's money.
Let's work on that. Crab cakes. Yeah. Crab cakes money. It could be like Red Lobster or something.
Yeah, I like Red Lobster.
Is Red Lobster, it's kind of like fast food. It's like the fat.
Yeah, but it's like, it's in the medium. It's in the middle.
Got you. It's like a medium. It's not that fast food. It's...
Yeah.
Got you. All right, let's get...
Not that fast.
No, it's not that fast. Slow down. Well, at least you sit down there and get you some cheddar biscuits.
Oh, damn.
Wait, are we putting biscuits in the meal? We have to.
Yeah, we have
so
to.
Bacon wrap.
A biscuit a day keeps the doctor away.
Yo, 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 and yo, it's Simon Hilla.
Oh, this is Jay. Shit.
This is two guys walking into a bar podcast where we're always prepared for anything.
We had the longest ass intro, so like,
we did. You're like, oh, yeah, did we intro this or not? Yeah. Anyway, this podcast is brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm or go to Anchor in the App Store. Whether you're using, I guess they have it on Android and iPhone. And you can record, edit, distribute your podcast right from the app. It's pretty easy. We can do it, and we do it all the time. And who produces this podcast?
Just Ukumi OLC.
That is correct. Okay, so, you know, we, after discussing, you know, fast food and endorsement deals and yada yada, you know, modern society, technology, everything is at our fingertips now. We're getting thrown advertisements all the time. Because we always, well, I mean, right? We are, like everywhere we go, we're getting advertisements. I've been reminded to vote about 20 times already.
20 Jeez. Times, yo.
Okay, just a personal question. I mean, this is not a political question.
Yep.
Isn't it getting annoying? I mean, like...
Yeah, I'm not excited at all.
I'm not... It's, like, a little too much. Like, it's almost like... It's like peer pressure. One thing I never succumb to is peer pressure. And it actually does the opposite effect to me than it does with some people, I guess. The more you bug me, the less likely I'm going to listen to you. And it's just... It's annoying. It's like... I really don't get it. I don't know if it's going to help. Probably more power to it if it is. But it doesn't hurt. I should say it doesn't help to know we always have this device in our hands. So I wanted to take some time today and talk about iPhones because they about to come out with another damn iPhone. So I don't know. I try to think of topics that you and I can talk about being, because we have a lot in common. We do. I think obviously the big thing we don't have in common is our age. You know, we're from two very different generations, but we get along. We're really good friends. You know what I mean? Let that be a model to the world out there. Like, seriously. But saying that, and I really like technology, and being people that depend on technology, like, I think it's, you know, it is a, I don't even know if it's a blessing and a curse, it is what it is. So, because for me, I remember a time pre-iPhone, shit, I remember a time pre-cell phone. It wasn't very long, but you know what I mean? I didn't get into cellular technology till I was in college. So, you know, but you, I when did you get your first cell phone? I bet you were probably like 5 or 6 or 3. Okay.
No, I wasn't. I don't know. I think like twice in college.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That seems about right.
Yeah. I got the first phone I got was the iPhone 4S.
Okay. Okay. I see.
So I don't know what year. Let's see.
It was like 2007.
Let's see. iPhone 4S was released in. No, the iPhone 4S was released in 2011.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So
really,
that was my first phone.
That's wild. Yep. Okay, so I don't know where I jumped in on the iPhones. I remember when they came out, which is wild to think about. I remember when they came out, I was using a phone that was kind of like a BlackBerry. And
was it an iPhone 4S or an iPhone 4? It was one of those two because my mom had an iPhone 4. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no, it's okay. I remember when the iPhone first came out in like 2007, I think. And this is right before I moved to Atlanta. And I didn't have one. I think I had an iPod Touch first. How wild is that? I had a phone that was like a BlackBerry because it did a lot of the business stuff, like I could email on it and stuff. And then I ended up getting, I don't even know where I jumped in. I don't think I got the first ever iPhone, but I may have gotten like the I think I got a 3 or something. And then I've had, I think I've had every one since then, except for like an 8, I think. Or wait, maybe I did, or a 7. I skipped one. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. Either way, so I remember life pre-iPhone. Well, obviously you did a little bit, but then post-iPhone. It's a lot of convenience, especially for people in our position. I don't know if the average person can understand the value of a phone that's detached from a wall, especially for someone with a, you know, physical situation like ours. Do you think it gives, what do you think it gives to, you know?
It's definitely helpful.
Yeah, and in what ways do you think? I mean, do you feel safer with it? I know it sounds weird to say, but I do.
Because I know it's, like, on me all the time.
Right, because I would think that the average person may not think about, the average person has to think about this. Oh, if I'm walking somewhere, what if my legs just give out? Like, that's probably not going to happen. It does, something really is wrong. But what if you're driving your chair and your chair gets stuck, or the batteries die, or the control malfunctions, or, you know, I mean, not, I'm scaring everybody out there now. So all you parents with children that use wheelchairs, I'm trying to scare you all now. No. These are just realistic things to consider, especially if you're independent and live, you know, on your own, or if you're alone a lot of times. A lot of times is to have a device that is connected to something. Mm-hmm. So initially it is that. But I think also it's just become this thing for everything. It really can do everything and more. I mean, it is basically a computer in your hand. I mean, it is. Right?
Yeah. Because it has everything you need.
Right. I mean, what do you, on a daily basis, what do you use yours for? Just if you can kind of think about throughout the day, you know, what do you use it for?
Like content creation. And also keeping up with people, right. You know. But I don't really keep up with too many people because I live with all of them. Right. So, yeah, I mean, pretty much business shit.
Right. But then again, I mean,
unless I'm like talking to my friends.
Right.
You know,
friends. But then also, so it is a lot of business. So messaging, obviously, mm-hmm. business stuff. But then again, there's also your ordering food. You might be watching videos. You might be checking stocks. I don't know, like, just, all, you know, your calendar. You know, you got to make adjustments to your calendar. All of these things coming.
I can keep you organized.
That is true, too. That is true, too. And just every little thing with it. I mean, even in my house, it operates, you know, the lights. Or a lot of them. And it operates the Apple TV. All of these things. So, for one device, which either makes it, it's cool, but it's also, once again, it's something you're very reliant upon. You know, it's like this one device can make or break you. But I think that's what makes it tough when people talk about phone addiction and things like that. It's tough because I think we really use it all the time. But I do think we get, this is going to sound like the old me coming out, but I think we, no matter who you are, whether you admit it or not, we all get addicted to checking it. Like, it's such a habit. Like, and, you know, when I was growing up in the family I grew up in, like, I have family members that smoked, right? And by the way, which is weird, not that many people smoke now. It's odd. It interrupts your life. Like, think about people doing things and it's like, oh, let's take a picture. Oh, hang on, let me get a picture. Oh, wait, let me get a selfie, and it takes like 10 minutes.
Like,
I know it's like part of the culture, but it's, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying not to hate on it, but it comes down to that. This thought that I've had a million times is, are we doing things because we can post it, or do we post things because we're doing them? That's what I'm saying. So,
oh, no. I mean, speaking of phones, I have an iPhone 10 because my friend, he was trying to get a new phone anyway from another provider. And I wanted a new phone for content creation because I got maple syrup on my current phone. So the speakers, a while ago,
that sucks.
Like, the speaker's been messed up. Yeah, the speaker's been messed up ever since. So, and I guess the video quality is not that great. Anyway, so I bought his phone for like $350. Mm-hmm. Which is, as you know, for a 10 is really inexpensive.
Yeah, did it have a...
Especially
does that have a lot of memory in it?
Huh?
Oh, that's good, that's good,
the highest one. Yeah, so I was excited as shit. So now I got this new iPhone. And the reason, like I said, I got it is solely for content creation. So
right.
I have just my apps that I use for content creation.
Oh, okay, so you're not using it as your phone. Or are you? Okay.
No. No, I'm not. Because I don't need to, because I have AirPods. So people can hear me clearly on the phone, you know, when I talk. It's just obviously if I'm creating content on a regular basis, I can't have shitty audio quality, you know. So, yeah. But it was perfect because I was like, yo, this is great. It worked out for both of us because we both needed new phones for different reasons.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped because I didn't have to pay that much. I know you're just talking about the Omnisphere, but this is completely
different. No, that makes you money.
So I needed the phone versus the Omnisphere, because I was thinking about that. I was like, well, I'm paying this, but I'm not gonna. I was like, nah, but I really actually need this phone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been putting it off for a while, you know, because I was like, well, I don't want to spend the money. And the reason I didn't want to spend the money is because phones, especially because I'm an iPhone user. I love iPhone. I like Samsung because I did like Samsung for the fact that, well, Android in general, because you can download actual files on Android.
Yeah.
But it's hard, you know, once you're, like, using one kind of phone, you know what I mean? It's hard to just go to another fucking phone. You know what I mean? So I would feel like I'm cheating if I went to, like, a Samsung.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't matter because it's just literally, like, it's just technology, but for me, it would just be kind of weird, you know what I mean? I've been using iPhone and Apple products since the beginning,
you know what I mean?
Like, I have had Android products before, and like I said, they're fine, but I don't know, I really like iPhone. Anyway, I was like, man, you know, so I still do want Omnisphere. I'm putting that out there in the universe, because my birthday's coming up, but I got this phone because, again, Like you said, that does make me money because I literally make content. So people see my fucking face. I use it for ads.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I use it for everything. So I had to take the opportunity. One, because I knew that, like, I wasn't going to find that phone for that price anywhere else. Unless I was on eBay.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? But, like, that can be a hit or a miss. Hey, you know, like, give me a fucking... And it's better because I know him. You know, he's
And
you know,
but I think with an iPhone, just like, well,
Because you haven't changed.
I have an 11
Well, you have an
Pro.
11 now, right?
But,
yeah, well, you did
I had a
10
for
time.
A year, year and a half. I really liked it. Yeah, it was great. I like my 11. I'll probably, one day I probably will get a 12. I think my 11's still good, obviously. So, you know, I kind of weigh my options to where I'm at with the phone, meaning like, have I got a lot of use out of it? Is it nearly, because with AT&T, you pay it in payments.
Oh, it's funny, it's the AT&T phone.
And you can get it upgraded. So I have an upgrade plan.
Oh, well.
So I can just upgrade when I want. And what you can do is, you can either sell back the phone that you have to them, and they'll give you money back for it, or you can pay it off and keep it. What's crazy is AT&T doesn't play around. My iPhone 10 that I sold back to them to get the 11 Pro, they gave me $400 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
so, but anyway, as far as, let's talk about the investment. You know, with someone that does what you do, what I do, this is a all-in-one it's a job, but it's also a communication device. It's a safety, you know, mechanism. You know, there's a safety net, literally. You know, if you need to call someone, it really is. It serves a lot more functions, and I think that, you know, they are expensive. I mean, at least they're way more expensive than they used to be. I remember when iPhones were like $400 and $500 or whatever, and now I think the 11 Pro is like $1,000. I think.
Yeah.
Because mine's 256 gigs.
I love it.
Yeah, because you got a lot of space with it. But yeah, it does all these functions that are well worth it, you know, and that's, once again, that's why it is an investment. And to someone like yourself or someone like me, I mean, really anyone that utilizes it, especially with social media, that's literally all you need. I mean, when I was younger, if you wanted to make videos and do content, like I had old MacBooks, you know what I mean? Like, and you had to use iMovie and, you know, and like when I was making podcasts back in 2006, 2007, I had to use iMovie and you had to take video on another digital camera, like an actual digital camera, and then connect it to your computer, import it, and like it was nuts. And now it's just like so easy just to, you know, pop a video together, and you're really good at it. Of course, you know the tools.
Thank you.
I think it's when you've grown up with it too. You know, it's just like, oh yeah, it's easy. Mm-hmm. Well, I think anyone that grew up with computers, it's fairly easy. There's no learning curve. I think the weirdest thing about it, maybe my generation and later, we grew up on computers. So we grew up typing, where, you know what I mean? Think about that. Like, at least, I'll put it this way. I'm that old. Well, I'm old enough to remember a time when you'd take typing class, which they might still have that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, but think about that now. Think about kids now. They're going to grow up knowing where all the letters and numbers are on a keyboard, at least an iPhone. You know what I mean? Think about how crazy that is. And when I was young, it's like you had to memorize where the keys were and see how many words you could type in a minute, you know, and it's...
Yeah, I remember taking that sheet. His name was Mr. Benoit. I remember that name.
Sounds like everybody had that. Everybody had that guy, I think.
Yeah, his name was Mr. fucking Benoit, and I took his fucking typing class. It was crazy, because I just didn't understand, like, why the fuck am I taking a typing class, bro? But it's ironic, like, just think, like, kids don't even know about that shit.
They don't. No, not now. But
no,
Could you imagine, though, because you're definitely old enough to know how cool this would be, but one of the things I'm jealous about is I'll talk to my niece, and she'll be like, oh, yeah, we got iPads for school. I'm like, that is badass. Like, what? I would have given anything not to have pens and paper and all that bullshit.
I was going to say, you'd
be right on the edge of that, yeah.
When I was in high school, I think the last year.
Yeah.
I think, like, the last year or two, I'm pretty sure they did give me an iPad. Because I used assistive technology.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, 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 yeah.
Because my handwriting, people don't understand because they think it's just, like, a cop-out. But my handwriting is so fucking terrible, bro. Like, I don't have good handwriting.
I have really good handwriting.
And it's a lot for me. Yeah, well, it must be nice. I have terrible handwriting. I even had to do those, like, activities where you trace out the letters.
I understand, yeah.
And it just, yeah. And I was slow. If I was trying to do good handwriting, it was like, I took
it. Right, right.
So, that obviously wasn't going to work. So, I've always had assistive technology. Well, I've had assistive technology since, like, the second
grade. Okay, that's cool.
The first thing I used was, like, this green, like, typing thingy or whatever, and it was definitely not an iPad, but it was, like, a little thing where I type, and it was cool, like, and then every year, that was in my, like, IEPs or whatever, that I had to have assistive technology, so I always used it every year, and I never had to do Scantrons. Like, fill in the
box. Really?
Whatever. Or someone else would do it.
Oh, that's badass. Okay.
I got to write on my test. Like, I write my answers on my test.
That's cool. See, that's...
Cause it's just easier. Because it was, like, when I have... If anybody that knows me, I have a really weak-ass wrist.
Really?
Like, I have flimsy...
Flimsy wrist.
I have a really hard time opening
me too.
Jars or bottles or what, like bottle cap, like not bottle, you know what I mean, like water bottles and shit. Like if it's not a certain kind of water bottle cap, I have a hard time opening it. Anyway, so it was just too much to be doing that little circle, so I got to run the test piece. You keep going, I just wanted to...
I had no idea. These flimsy wrists. Whether your doctor came in. Because, like, I'm sorry to inform you, but you've been diagnosed with flimsy wrist. You're like, no. That's like the same thing with, like, when you have OI, your arms can be really weak. You know, like, it's just, like, atrophy, muscles, and all that. My wrists are pretty strong. Somebody out there is laughing when I say that. But the thing about it is, a couple of things that you said resonated with me. I drink this iced tea from, it's Pure Leaf, is the brand. And I'm shouting them out. And I really love their iced tea. But they come in these 16-ounce bottles. And when I have groceries, either delivered or usually when, like, you know, because, like, my friend Pat's in-laws have been so kind in bringing over groceries during the whole lockdown stuff.
Right.
But they're so sweet, and they would come over, and Pat would do this anyway. Actually, all my friends do this. If I have either water bottles or tea that doesn't have carbonation, they will crack open every bottle for me. So they'll, like, break the seal and then close it. Because I can't open it. Like, it's a pain in the ass. But as far as handwriting goes, I always had to write my homework. And I did Scantrons. But the weird thing is, what I learned to do, and this impressed everyone, because you know about this, talk about adaptation.
You are with both hands?
I write with both hands, yes, because if I broke one arm, I had to write with the other, or if I broke one wrist, I had to write with the other, and because sometimes the teachers, now some people thought this was horrible, but I didn't think so. Sometimes the teachers didn't like if you folded your paper. Now, we got tiny ass arms. So regular piece of school.
Oh, I put it in my paper.
Well, here's the thing. My teachers really didn't like it, and they were like, "Well, you can if you really need to." But what I learned is because I'm arrogant, is I learned to write upside down and backwards. So I can turn a piece of paper upside down and write my answers. So I never had to fold the paper. Because I just get halfway down the paper and then turn it over. Or like spin it around. That's how I got all the women back in school. Well, I don't say women. That'd be, I don't know why I'd be going to school with women in grade school. But you know what I mean. Yeah. Well, I'd be like, ooh, that guy's, he's different, but he's writing upside down and backwards. And he's ambidextrous.
Yeah, that's right. I can write with both hands. I'm better at writing with my, I used to be better with my left. I don't know now, because I really don't write that much. I don't really have to. That's just because of the world we live in right now.
Nobody writes anymore.
I don't know the last time I really had to write something down.
See, I'm jealous here because you didn't have the benefit of writing checks or depositing checks.
I have written checks.
Okay, well, there you go. See, that's the beautiful thing. So, but those are small. But I will say this, like, if you have to endorse a check, that's pretty easy. That's like the only time I write anymore is endorsing it. And by the way, when I go to the bank, my bank is so nice. I can fill out a deposit slip. That's not a problem. But so many, this is a beautiful thing. A lot of times I'll go places, people will help me even if I don't need it. And by the way, I'm not that type of gimpy person where I go nuts if they try to do it for me. If it's something I could do, but I just don't want to, I will let them do it. All day. Yeah. If they're like, hey, you want me to fill out this deposit slip? Oh, yeah, could you? I'll give them the account number. You know, I'll sign it. But why not? You know what I mean? Go to the bank. They're like,
I'm not getting my account number. You're going to be fucked up.
If you're reading it, I mean, Jay, you got to write the account number on the deposit slip. They're looking at it anyway, is what I'm saying. Like, they can't.
Well, who's writing it? Just some random.
You get a bank employee to. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said.
Oh, sorry. Like, you're right. You're right. No. No. No.
And you're like, yeah, here's my
No. Okay.
What the
fuck? You got me. I should clarify for all the listeners. No random ass person walks up behind you and goes, hey, let me help you with that. No. If someone comes around, they work at the bank, you know them, and they go, hey, can I help you fill that out? Could you? And then they do it. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you are correct. Thank you for that. That would be hilarious. Okay, unless they're attractive. Some group would be like, want me to help you deposit that? And like, would you? And then you can not impress and be like, how much is the check? And like, it is $7.51. She's like, hey, you're broke.
Yeah.
Anyway, I understand the assistive technology there for sure. But that's what's cool about technology. I mean, there's things that can speak for people, things that can type for people. It's like, it's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool shit that has definitely improved.
Indeed.
You know, in the last coming
year. Here's the thing. So, I have an iPad that I use quite a bit. But I feel like even now, the iPhones are so good. And they're getting bigger. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you almost don't even need an iPad. The only reason I ever got an iPad in the first place was an in-between a TV and an iPhone. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I want something that maybe if I'm traveling, I could watch Netflix on, but I could also attach a little keyboard to it and type emails. Basically like a miniature laptop, which is what I have. Because I was given a keyboard for my iPad mini, you know, so I think these are certain things that maybe Apple, because they're rich, they should just start giving these to people. Like, if you have a physical need, they should just give it to, like,
yeah.
They really should. I mean, how good would they look? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're helping iPad, little gimpy people. Here's an iPad, little Johnny, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about, ironically, I was thinking about an iPad, but then I was like, nah, I don't really.
I'll say this, you don't need it, you don't need it yet.
Like, I was going to get one versus the phone. Yeah, no, but I already have an iPad, like, it's an older version, like, the fourth generation or some shit. I don't even know what it is right now, but I don't know, I just was like, nah, I'll just get a phone because I like that it's handheld.
Yeah. Well, I think also an iPad I don't even know if the iPad is necessary, because if you're used to composing, you know, emails on your phone and making content on your phone, there's really no need to have an iPad. You know, I think it really is an intermediate between a laptop and a phone. Like, but if you have a laptop, it's great.
Yeah.
Does what you need it to do. The iPhone does what you need it to do. You don't need that in between. But if you're, like I said, that's really the only reason I got one, is because I was traveling a lot and I didn't want to take my iPhone or my MacBook everywhere. You know, it was too much. I'm like, oh, I can slip an iPad in my carry-on, you know, and like you can download a movie on it or, you know, watch porn on an airplane. No, I'm kidding. that would be a mess. Well, that, you know what I meant. I didn't feel like that either. So anyway, we are, I know we don't ever, well, we did talk about Halloween recently. I feel like we did, didn't we? I don't know. I feel like we always end up talking about it when fall comes around. But I think we did, but maybe we talked about it on live.
It's weather that's coming around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weather. It's coming so close.
And then Thanksgiving. Freaking Thanksgiving. It still feels like summer to me. Where it's like, aren't we still in summer? Like.
Yeah, time is really passing quick.
It really is. It really is. So there's some plans, speaking of time passing by, and I may have an update on this later, but let's talk about business for a couple of minutes. I've been asked to vocal arrange someone's next record, an R&B singer, and she's really dope. And what we're working out now is, and I'll post pictures or something, if and when it happens, we're just lining everything up. One of my studio engineers, Tony, is going to set up a vocal booth in my dining room so I can work. Because here's the thing. The artist and I were talking, and she's been wanting me to work with her. Like, I worked with her several years ago, and that's the beauty of this business, and when you like working with people and they like what you do for them. She didn't want to work with anybody else but me on her vocals. Like, she's got all the beats already. She's written the songs, but now she just wants to arrange everything. So she wants to have me do this, and she was like, how can we do this so you feel safe? Like, and that's what I love about, I mean, she's super talented and super cool, but just so considerate as well. Because she's like, do we go to the studio? Do you want to go to the studio and do this? Or, you know, so we had to figure out the right way to do it. So we're not, I guess we're being as cautious as we should be, you know?
Yeah.
And this will allow us to be in separate rooms, but in my house, and she can sing for hours, you know, with a booth set up in my house. So, because my rooms are too empty and the ceilings are really high, and it just makes too much echo on the microphone. Yeah. So, it was suggested by Tony. He said, well, why don't I just come over and, like, basically make a booth in your dining room? And I was like, you are my hero. So that's going to be awesome. So I have a booth in my house.
That's dope. I'm glad you're able to work that out. I know you.
Yeah, I was, but I was more, like, not only concerned, but I was like, I miss that, you know. I mean, I would really like to know, I'd like to bring it to light that people are probably just going through things with all this. Like, this is not, it's not normal. It's really not being able to go out and do, you know, being around people and doing things socially. Human beings are not really built for this, you know? So, and wasn't it, was it yesterday was Mental Health Awareness Day or the day before? But either way, I know, it really should. That's the thing. Like, you know, people really need to know themselves, I think, because there's a lot of mental health issues in my family that never got addressed. And I think it's important that you acknowledge it. And by the way, I mean, everybody goes through it. By the way, it's not always an excuse, but it's not always a hindrance either. Meaning if you acknowledge it, you can learn to work with it. You know, as long as you know those things about yourself. But it's, I don't know. Because you and I think we're, and definitely a lot of people that were kind of introverted already probably aren't that affected, but in a way we are, because there's not even a possibility.
Yeah.
Think about how much more stuff we could have done. You know what I mean? Think about the whole summer. You know what I mean? Like half of the spring. Like I had no birthday get together. There was no cookout. There was no hanging out by the pool. There was no, hey, let's go to the studio and make beats. Hey, let's go here and do this. Hey, let's meet up downtown and just hang out. Let's go to this event. Let's meet with these people. Like, couldn't do any of it, you know? And I know a lot of it got done digitally. I don't know why I said it that way, digitally. But it's still not the same thing. That's like when people talk about long distance. I mean, you know, and I know, I've been there. Long distance relationships, they're good, but they're not as fulfilling as in being in the same room with that person or sleeping next to them or hanging out with them without a piece of technology in between you. It's just not the same.
It's not.
So, and I think, you know, I think it affects, so I know we don't do a whole lot of PSAs on here, but that is something that, you know, I would like to tell people, you know, like it's, you know, people are feeling bummed. It's not just you, you know, and it's just something you have to find some kind of peace with it. And, but definitely don't, I guess it's a warning of people not to go too far down that road of being depressed and feeling hopeless or something, you know what I mean? Like, so things will get better. I don't care what people say. There's, you know, in my other podcast with Kayende, we talk about the idea of being pessimistic is much easier, and that's why people choose it. Because how many people do you see online, or just in general, all they do is complain, and all they do is like, oh, this ain't gonna work out anyway. And of course, I'd get stuck doing da 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 da. And of course, this wouldn't go right. And just this is horrible. Like, and it's not gonna work anyway. It's like that's like that's no way to live. It's always optimists that seem to do better because they're like, yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Like, it's really not that bad. Like, it's all like your perception.
Yeah.
So that's my PSA for the week.
Yeah, people just gonna try to
chill. Everybody just go to Red Lobster, get your mini meal, and we can start a campaign. Let's do this in reverse. We're gonna start a campaign to get your Red Lobster mini meal. But what's funny is it doesn't exist yet. But I'll bet if we get enough people to go to Red Lobster and look at the menu and go, where's the mini meal? They're like, what? Where's the mini meal? And then they got to do it.
Yeah.
You get a million people doing that, they're like, I guess we got to make a mini meal.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, so we need to go to our local Red Lobster and go, can you make us some bacon wrapped crab cakes? Well, they could. I don't see why they couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, do they make cupcakes? I don't think
Well, cupcakes. No time is better than now. Right.
Yeah.
Introducing crab cakes in the mini meal. I can just see your face. The commercial would be so amazing. You'd have that grin on. You'd have that grin on your face. Just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like making a beat. So you're making a beat, you pull the headphones off, and you just take a big bite of this. And you use the cheddar biscuits as a, like, so you're making a sandwich. So it's a cheddar biscuit with the crab cake wrapped in bacon, you know. And then you're washing it down with the Capri Sun. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That would be lit. That would be lit. We'll work on that. Okay. That's just the idea.
We'll make it happen.
All right, so. Well, I will say this. But before we even do that, they need to start, you know, following you and supporting you so you can build that. Build that manifestation up. So.
Well, you can check me out at Mini Producer on all platforms.
Yes.
And, my website's miniproducer.com, and it'll take you to where all my things are at. I'll be making more content because now I got this new phone, so I don't need to waste my time. But where can I keep up with you?
Everybody can find me at Simon Illa, SimonIlla. Pretty much everywhere, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Black Planet, Pornhub, Facebook. Although I'm never on Facebook. Like I said, Instagram. Also, we do a live Instagram every Thursday evening.
Oh, yeah.
At 7 p.m. Eastern, we review beats and songs. Also, I do a live Instagram right now every night at 11 p.m. We might be scaling that back a little bit. Because we get good nights and then we get slow nights. So I'm trying to figure out the good nights and maybe just concentrate on those, you know? So just certain nights people are able to hang out and have. But it's been good. Conversations have been nice and nice and interesting lately. So, you can't beat that. But anywho, as always, this podcast is brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm or get the app at the App Store, and you can start your own podcast that nobody will listen to. Because everybody has a podcast now. Like I said before, when you're born now, you're given two things. A social security number and a podcast. At least if you're in the U.S. Anyway, we record, edit, and distribute the podcast via the Anchor app. It's easy peasy, as they say. So, Jay, who produces this podcast? Alrighty, well, this was fun. I think we got a lot of good information out there to everyone.
Yeah, and make sure you share this with all your friends. We don't have enemies.
That's right. We no longer have enemies. It's all peace and love and all that bullshit. Alright, well then, until next time, this is Simon Illa. Me.